Come on, Robbie. Stop being a Wally. Just play the music.
01735 4133. You can call me now. Yeah, you got 12 minutes left on the telling banks, and then they're going to be closed down.
Who said the web of life is woven in a dream? Cause your life is filled with dreams you can't believe. So the only way you live with it is acting every scene. And you play the part so well, but who's to see? Now and again, find you ain't got a friend.
To Smokey from 1977, and it's your live
212 with Robbie May.
It certainly is the show that makes you go with the FLOW rush and get whatever it is in your head out of your system, yeah?
Thank you.
Do I Do, redone by Morrissey and Mullen from a year ago. And what a good track that is too. Love the sax on it. 1:45 here on Skyline. Another bit of startling news here on the Robbie May Afternoon Show. Office space in central London is now so expensive that it costs £50 a year to rent the same space taken up by the average waste paper basket. Very expensive, Nespa, have you heard?
What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
Go on, get out, go away, we don't want you in here.
I told you we had in 52 that I would never go with you.
It was the number one back in 1970 for Dave Edmonds with I Hear You Knocking. You have 1 minute precisely left on the telling bones and the number 01735 4133. They're closing down at 1:50, so you have about just over the minute, a minute and a half now. How precise can we get on this show? Paul McCartney follows the break.
Oh, 01, where can I get those old singles? That one I heard the other day. I wonder where I can get it. I wonder.
Now you listen here to it.
Yeah,
we just cut along to Beano's of Croydon.
But nobody knows.
Oh yes they do.
Nobody knows where to get it.
Beano's of Croydon now.
Yeah, but are you sure?
They know because they're England's largest second-hand record.
Oh, yeah.
You can call him now on 680-1202. Beano's of Croydon, they know.
Yeah. 680-1202.
I light a candle to our love. In love our problems disappear. But all in all, we soon discover that one and one is all we long to hear. All around the world, Got to give him all we can till the war is won. Then will the work be done. Help them to learn songs of joy instead of burn, baby burn. Let us show them how to play the pipes of save this planet we're playing on.
Is it the only one?
What are we gonna do? Help them to see that the people here are like you and me. Let us show them how to play the pipes of peace.
Play the pipes of peace.
From the bowels of Skyline Radio comes forth another frightening 45.
Victims we know so well, they shine in your eyes when they kiss and tell. Strange faces we never see, but you're always there, like a ghost in my dream. And I keep on telling you, please don't do the things you do. When you do those things for my puppet strings, have the strangest void for you. Love and we never tell what places our hearts in the wishing well. Love leads us into the stream, and it sink or swim like it's always been. And I keep on loving you, it's the only thing to do. When the angel sings, there are greater things, and I give them all. Take a ride into unknown pleasure. Feel like a child on a dark night, wishing there was some kind of heaven. I could be warm with you smiling. Put out your hand for a while. The victim, you know them so well.
George with Victims. Before that, it was Paul McCartney and the Lads with Pipes of Peace. 2 minutes away from news time at 2. Of course, news national and international with IRN with all the info that you want to know. Bit of history for you, folks. Henry VIII, apparently loved gambling but was often short of money to pay his gambling debts. And do you know, he once lost the bells of St. Paul's? I bet you didn't know that. Okay, to take us to the news is Level 42's 43.
This is Steve Crozier. Hopes of averting a strike in Britain's nationalised shipbuilding industry are pinned on talks which are going on at the London offices of ACAS, the Conciliation Service. The 60,000 workers in the industry will strike from January the 6th unless the management at British Shipbuilders slow down the pace at which new working practices are to be introduced and revise their pay offer of £7 a week. Police in Cornwall are concentrating their hunt for a double killer in the village where the victims were blasted with a shotgun. 18-year-old barmaid Rosalind Richards and her lover, 32-year-old farmer Rodney Pellow, were shot dead in the barmaid's caravan at the village of Monachan. And police spokesman Roger Busby says the killer was careful, calculating and cold-blooded.
It is felt that information here will probably be extremely useful in discovering what led up to this tragedy. Detective Superintendent Warren, who's leading the inquiry, has described the killing as cold and calculating and a determined attempt, which was successful, to kill both people. The inquiries at the present time are centred on the village and will continue in that respect for some time.
A 28-year-old student accused of the illegal possession of arms and explosives has been remanded in custody by London's Marylebone Magistrates Court. Daniel Neil Singleton from Finsbury Park in North London has been remanded until January the 6th. No application for bail was made. The police dog handler who lost a leg in the Harrods bomb blast may have to undergo another operation. BC John Gordon is said to be in a stable condition but is running a temperature. Doctors at Westminster Hospital haven't said why further surgery is being considered. About 100 skiers have been rescued in Switzerland after spending more than 12 hours trapped in cable cars after a machine breakdown. The cable cars on a mountain near Lugano were stranded overnight, with some people stuck more than 60 feet above the ground. Authorities had to bring in helicopters to help in the rescue. Airline officials in Turkey say they found a suitcase full of explosives minutes before it was loaded onto an Italian airliner. According to experts, the bomb was set to go off inside the Alitalia jet, which had 251 passengers on board. The bomb was later defused. A Devon vicar is stepping out from his pulpit to go behind a public house bar on New Year's Eve so he can keep an eye on his parishioners. David Willis reports.
The Reverend Ronald Baker has volunteered to serve behind the bar of his local pub, the Monk's Retreat, which is in the East Devon village of Broadhemston, to keep alive what he describes as the close ties between the church and the pub. The pub used to be owned by the church, and the Reverend Baker, who admits to enjoying a pint, is anxious to keep those ties alive.
And I think where one has a good relationship between the two, it makes for a very happy parish. I think a pint-pulling vicar, it's not a bad thing, really. And I can keep an eye on my parishioners as well from the other side of the bar.
The Monk's Retreat is holding a fancy dress party on New Year's Eve. The Reverend Baker is going as himself. David Willis, IRN, Devon.
Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past two.
Thank you very much, news team. Oh, I'm keeping an eye on me parishioners, yeah.
This is the Robbie May Show.
Just in case they have too much booze on New Year's Eve night, yes. The weather for today, December the 30th, bright with some sunny periods and patchy cloud. Tonight, broken cloud, clear periods, frost in the suburbs. Jack will be around tonight. Winds, well, they're coming in as they always do here on Sky. There goes one northwest, moderate becoming light. And maximum temperatures today, 8 degrees centigrade, going down to an overnight low of 2. Don't forget, the phone lines have now been closed and I'll be getting to some of your dedications in a mo. You've been excellent.
I've heard that certain plants protect people from your power. What do you say to that?
Garlics.
I beg your pardon? Oh, I see, garlics. Well, tell me, why are you afraid of garlic? Does it have some subliminal religious or psychological significance for you?
No, it's just that it stinks.
played after two Mezza 40 and Garden Party. A few parties tomorrow night, that I can assure you. Some dedications now, and to Tommy, Happy New Year, that's from Newark. Well, he's from Newark, should I say. Is that right? Maybe it isn't. To Robin, Happy New Year, that's from Alison. And to Lulu, see you in the new year from Raymond. And Rosemary, see you soon from Lynn. They're nice and short and sweet today, which is good. Karen, happy birthday. That comes with lots of love from Mum and Dad. And Jill, love you lots from Brian. To Sammy, thanks for last night. That's from an admirer. Oh, Sammy, the mind boggles. Annabelle, see you in the new year. I'll see you at the New Year's Eve. That's from Jamie. And Frank, always and forever love you. That's from Michelle. Stu, I love you from Char. And Greg, roll on summer. That's from Donna. Three more for the moment. And to Tim, you don't have to worry. My love hasn't gone. That's from Candy. Nice and sweet. The next dedication is better than the pun that I just said, but to Dave, I love you from Tessa, and Mike, cuddles and kisses from Kate. Just to remind you, you are tuned in with the South East's favourite station, Skyline Radio, here on 103.6 megahertz and 212 metres, 14, 13 kilohertz to the South East. It's the only place to be.
Success part of your business. Advertise on Skyline.
To find out how we can work for you, ring 771-6814.
That's 771-6814, the number that puts you in touch with your market.
Are you a soppy listener to Skyline? It's 2:10, stupid Cupid.
Stupid Cupid, you're a real mean guy. I'd like to clip your wings so you can fly.
Stupid Cupid. Cupid.
Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. I can't do my homework and I can't be straight. I meet him every morning about a 8:30.
Stupid Cupid.
I'm acting like a lovesick fool. You've even got me carrying his books to school.
Stupid Cupid.
Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me.
A soppy listener.
and Stupid Cupid, Connie Francis. Good song, that. Going back in time. They are on Skyline and dedicated to Crazy Scott. I love you from Laura. To Makush, I still need you lots from Janice. And to Doey, even though I like you a lot and I find it hard to show my feelings. Oh, hang on. Shall we start that again? To Doey, even though I like you a lot, I find it hard to show my feelings. There you go, from Terry. And to Barry, hope we last forever from Jane. And to Meat, believe it or not. Happy New Year, that's from Vampire, and thanks for that one.
Let me say the same, baby, since we've been together, ooh, loving you forever is all I need. Let me be the one you come running to. I'll never be untrue. Oh, baby, let's stay together, loving you
Oh, is it finished? Oh, right. Oh, good. Yes, makes my toes curl, that one. And if you believe that, you believe anything. I was totally asleep. There's 16 minutes past two now, and some dedications to DH. Happy New Year. Lots of love from BM. And to Noel, I miss you so much. Please come home. That's from Lisa. To Mally, I'm only happy when I'm with you. And that's from Judith. And to Nick, Happy New Year from Paula. And the last one for the moment, to Adam, love you always. That's from the adorable Kathy. Many thanks for your telephone calls. We'll be doing it all again Monday, and especially for you lot that I've just mentioned. This is Gilbert O'Sullivan.
There's nothing in the world that I'd like more than to be left standing outside your door. Well, perhaps I might be asked to come in. There I could very easily demonstrate
admit that they're not worth knowing. My predicament is as simple as this. I'm not satisfied, and the reason is I just can't get enough of you. My experience of life so far has been, to say the least, not the least bizarre. I mean, I work for a living, 8 hours a day.
Together now.
I just can't get enough of you.
Oh, what a bouncy little number. 20 minutes past two, and Gilbert O'Sullivan, I just can't get enough of you. To the boy of my dreams, love you forever. Don't worry, I'll keep taking the tablets. To the boy of my dreams, love you forever from Jilly. And to Sean, will you be mine from Christine. And to Slim, happy new year from all at Weight Watchers. No, I'm only joking. It's from the lovely, adorable Fiona, and there'll be more after this.
Hello, this is David Gates, and us here at Skyline would like your help. Did you know that 7 days from now, over 20 sick young children and babies could have died because they could not get the help they needed? The Evelina Children's Department at Guy's Hospital has had to close 16 beds and 4 intensive care cots, which could have helped those children. Those beds will remain closed permanently unless we can help them. They need our money. Please help us to help them. Make your checks or postal orders payable to the Evelina Children's Department Fund Special Trustees and send them to us here at Skyline. The Skyline Radio Appeal, 62 Westgate Road, London SE25. And please remember, do not send any cash through the post. Thank you.
Thank you, David. And the address, of course, is the same if you'd like to write to the station, because we're really cookie here. It's 62 Westgate Road, London, South East 25. 62 Westgate Road, London, SE25. Put Skyline Radio in big, broad capital letters up the top and it'll get to us. And we'll be doing the phone-in dedications perhaps Monday again, if you didn't get a chance to get through today. As we do have oodles, there'll be more after Kenny Rogers and the big girl, Dolly Parton.
Baby, when I met I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something